Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. I am thrilled that you are here, and I am also thrilled to have Tina Ullman, not Tracy Ullman, but Tina Ullman from Vireo HR Advisory and Coaching. So welcome to the program, Tina.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I am so excited to be here. Yes, and it is not Tracy Ullman, but if you can just imagine my roommate in college, her name was Tracy. So the confusion really threw a lot of people off at that point.
Chaos, but I tell you, chaos.
Chaos for sure. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So tell us a little bit about your business and what you do and kind of how you got there, maybe your journey to becoming the owner of Vireo HR Advisory and Coaching.
Thank you. Yeah, so I actually had started my coaching journey when I was in corporate HR and I was in the organizational development space, and I was an executive coach for a lot of the VPs. I did some Harvard leadership programming, was certified in Hogan assessments, which really fueled my passion to do more of the executive coaching and the deeper dives on the psychometric assessments. So I started in 2019 with an LLC just to be able to do coaching on the side, help do some leadership development while I continued my journey in my corporate HR growth. Then in 2024, through some significant corporate burnout, I was making the decision as to what do I want to do and like what is going to fuel me going forward, going back to my inner coaching journey and kind of asking the grow question model of myself, right? And just continuing to delve into what I wanted to move forward. And I decided that in 2025, I would launch my own coaching and advisory, HR advisory business. So it took a lot of time to kind of prep and plan for it. But in February of 2025, we launched Vireo HR Advisory and Coaching, which is three core segments, right? So it's our fractional and advisory business, and fractional HR is that embedded HR leader, interim HR leader for small and medium-sized businesses that can't necessarily afford a full-time HR support system or thought partner to help them identify their strategies to grow their business. And then an assortment of HR consulting projects. So whether it be talent management, career planning, handbooks, compliance. Right now, my big passion is around immigration and ensuring that everyone has the tools that they need to ensure that their audits are complete, that they're prepared if they were to get audited, and prepping businesses for that at this point. And especially with the way things have shifted, right? And then the third thing is transformational life and leadership coaching. Mm-hmm. And I say this as a life and leadership connection because as I was experienced the burnout myself, going through that and seeing how fast I grew within my career, and not knowing what I wanted for myself first, really, I think took a toll on what I put into my career and caused me to have that burnout faster than I intended to, or faster than you should, right? In some cases. So I think it's important to know who you are, what your strengths are, and what's important for you before you can kind of continue to grow in your career. So really working with mid-level to senior managers on what that means for them.
So interesting how burnout, I have almost every episode that I have, we talk about burnout because it's rampant, if you will. And I think up until recently, we really didn't know or have the skills to understand how to avoid that. So I love mm-hmm. that you do that and you're helping other people kind of get to that point.
It's something I'm extremely passionate about because there's not a reason to actually get to that point if you can identify where you're at and how to pause and care for yourself to do the right things first.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have a lot going on. Fractional and advisory HR, HR consulting projects. I love that you're focusing on immigration. My husband's English, so we just recently traveled overseas and he was actually nervous to come back to the States. I mean, he has a green card and everything, but you know, there are no guarantees these days. And then also life coaching and leadership coaching for upper level management. So how are you managing it all?
So it is a process, right? And I think anytime you go out into your own business, it's really identifying what your core values are and really then focusing on your core values and the time commitments that you want to build into the focused areas of your business, right? So I have three focused areas of my business. It's probably close to 25% fractional and strategic HR advisory, 30% on project-based, and the remainder within the life and leadership coaching, because it really is more about group cohorts, and group coaching is one of the things that I'm trying to focus on.
Yeah, that's good. So give us an example of maybe a client or two that you've worked with, kind of where they were when they came to you, and then how you helped them through and get to where they wanted to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll share two clients with you. One was a more recent client, and it was really about kind of focusing on it was a shift in career, right? So it was a change in what this client wanted to do with their career. And it was ensuring that they understood where they were first, right? So as I mentioned to you, I like to focus on like where people are first, so before they can figure out what they need to leverage to be able to move their career forward. And I think too often we focus on the opportunities or challenges that we have as individuals and try to fix those before focusing on the strengths that will help us identify and move our opportunities away, right? So I am a certified in Gallup Strengths, and that is one of the tools that I used for this particular client as the first tool in terms of identifying what are your core strengths, where are your not necessarily weaknesses, but the opportunities that you have within your strengths. So in Gallup Strengths, you have 34 strengths. They're all strengths. Not all of them are your strongest, right? So you really want to focus on the top 12. That's where you're going to shine. So we talked about how you leverage that and leverage your strengths wheel to be able to engage in conversations differently, know where you're at, identify when you might be moving into a zone that's not going to allow you to have that conversation that you need to have to move it forward. So it was a lot of really digging into each of the strengths and identifying the competencies that you need to use those strengths for, depending upon what your current role is and what your future role is going to be.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you talk about your strengths and you said for conversations, because I think we forget how important conversations are. And now you're building relationships, whether that's internally or externally. And I love how you talked, like I said, about your strengths, because I think sometimes we want to get better at things that we shouldn't be getting better at. You know what I mean? It's like so at some point you have to just say, I don't really want to get better at that. That's not really one of my core strengths. Maybe I should outsource that, or maybe I should assign that to someone else. You know, and I think sometimes, especially as women, we wait too long to do that because there is some magic pill somewhere that can organize our entire life and we can do it all and we're 100% amazing at all of it. But that, unfortunately, that's just not the case.
That is absolutely not the case, and so true, right? If we could just take a pill and have everything fixed, it would be absolutely perfect for us, right? But it
Right.
doesn't work that way.
And then we diminish what we are good at. It's like, oh, well, that comes really easily to me, so that doesn't feel like a strength. I feel like everybody knows how to do that, or that comes easy for everybody. And that's, you know, that's not the case. That's the big aha. I'm good at this. Because I like it and I'm good at it and it comes easily to me. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think it's one of those things where it's, like you mentioned, people initially get a little upset if when they take like a psychometric assessment or a personality assessment, they're like, well, I don't know why I'm not empathetic, right? Or why empathy isn't big within my scope. And it's, but it is in these other areas. If you delve in to what the strength is, it's just not core that is going to drive you, right? So what drives you are these top strengths, and that's what you need to leverage to embrace the emotional intelligence that you have, or the ability to identify and adapt easily is what you have, right? So identifying those things, I think, is what was really helpful in the conversation. And then we did a did kind of a roadmap based upon the position that this person was looking to move into or had recently moved into, and what are the competencies of that position. And then now let's look at your strengths and how can you identify things that you would like to work on within each of these competencies based upon the strengths to be able to move forward within your career. So it was a great conversation, and it was a consistent approach to that conversation. It was over a few months because it was, four different sessions to kind of walk through the process. But the individual walked out stronger, feeling great about herself and the future for her new role. It
I
was
love
fantastic.
that. Yeah, because stepping into a new role is stepping into the unknown. But if you can have someone like you help me or the person step into a role and feel confident about it, because there is a reason why they got the role, because obviously somebody thought that they could do it. And then to also bring your strengths to that, I think that's fantastic. It must be very rewarding.
It is. It's one of the things I'd love, and that's why I want to put a larger emphasis on the coaching side of my practice as well. To be able to help others through that process.
Yeah, I love coaching when you get that aha moment and your client goes, oh, that's it. That's the missing piece
Yes.
I've been looking for. And you go,
Yes.
it's good stuff.
And yeah, it's exciting. And I think the other coaching experience I had was with more of a senior executive, and where we leveraged Hogan Lead Assessment and kind of identifying the day-to-day behaviors that they exhibit and what others see from them, as well as what their potential derailers are. And this one I always found interesting because depending upon the area of business that the executive works in, you can kind of know where their derailers might fall, and they tend to know where they are too. And they're pretty much very much, yep, that's me, and I'm not going to change. It's like, okay, so let's figure out who you can work with and who's going to be able to work with you based upon what this assessment comes out to look like too. And it was just a great conversation, and one that I really enjoy, especially with like strategy leaders and chief financial officers, because they do actually have a very keen sense as to what their behaviors are and how they can incorporate them differently. But working through that with them, seeing it on paper, is that analytical approach that CFOs and strategy executives need sometimes.
Yeah, and that they can appreciate because that's what they probably do day in and day out. So is that Hogan assessment? Is that kind of like a Colby?
It's one of the it's a little bit like, I can't say that it's exactly like a Colby, but it's one of the most valued psychometric assessments for leadership executives. So it does like a motives and values assessment. It does a day-to-day in business, and then like your derailers and flags that you should be looking at. And those are probably ones that you don't necessarily are aware of if you're not a self-aware person, right? Like those are your blind spots in some cases. But it is one of the ones that goes through a large analytical component and technical component where it's continuously validating it. It's a 360 for roles without doing a 360. So it's all the 360 is based upon the full analytical component that's tied to it.
Yeah. So answer me this. I always think, well, if I took the assessment today, I might answer it different today than I would tomorrow.
Not with, I don't think that would be the case with Hogan or Gallup in my experience. If it was 10 years from now and you had significant change within your business, something that traumatically happened, like then obviously things are going to change, right? It's not a personality assessment that might change every 5 years, but there will be some level of change, more in the Gallup side than the Hogan side. But even to that fact, like your top 13 strengths in Gallup will most likely always be your top 13. They just may not be in the same order. Hogan, it would be similar. If your top will probably always stay your top, and unless there was a significant change. Like I believe mine has probably shifted now because now I'm working for myself versus working in a corporate environment.
Makes sense. That makes sense. So let's say somebody is in a position right now where they have, let's just say they've gotten a promotion or they've taken on more responsibility and they're questioning how much talent they have in this particular area. What is one tip or one bit of advice you give them to kind of get them stepping towards their confidence and their abilities?
The biggest tip or advice I can give someone that's new into role and that is questioning kind of that imposter syndrome piece, right? About like, is this the right role? Am I the right person for this role? Is to own who you are and know the strengths that you have and embrace the fact that you were put in this role for a reason. So there is belief in you and ownership in you that you're doing, that you have the ability to do this role. So don't allow the naysayers to take up space in your head, even if that naysayer is you. Allow yourself the opportunity to flourish and embrace the learning that's going to happen. You will make mistakes. You have to be okay with that and learn from that to move forward.
I love that. That's spoken like a true coach.
Thank you.
Coaches are amazing. I am one. I have them. They're just, sometimes you just need that other person to talk about the irrational things that are going on in your head and to maybe help you tweak them and readjust them and point them in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you said that you are one and you have one, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about that. Like, I'm a coach, but yes, I have a coach because this is all new for me too, in terms of running my own business and fighting my own imposter syndrome fight, right? Like, in terms of things like that, we all face it, right? So you need those coaches to help guide you. And that's why I love doing it.
Yep. No, oh, I love that. Oh, have you ever heard of Strategic Coach?
Heard of it. I haven't participated in it, but I have heard of it. Yes.
Okay, yeah, my business partner participated in it, and they do something basically to learn your strengths, and you send out an email to like 10 people and say, give me, the top 10 qualities you see in me. And it kind of gives you, I don't know, some justification, some quantifiable, material to say, oh, yeah, I think I was good at that, but do other people think I'm good at that? It was just a really simple, fun exercise to do and to make you feel good. But again, that's just personality stuff, not
Yeah, but
necessarily
that
your.
sounds, it does sound like a great exercise, because I think it's also something that people could leverage even going into new roles too. It's like, now that I'm in this new role, can you provide me with like why you think I would be good for this, or what have I done to prove this to you, right? So it does help from that perspective as well.
Yeah, it does apply. So tell us a little bit. We talked a little bit about your ideal client. So let's talk about the three things that you offer and then who would be ideal for those.
So the three things that I offer are the fractional HR support, right? And the ideal client for that is a small to medium-sized business with 15 plus employees. And really those where the owners are too caught in the weeds, right? So they're too caught up in the day-to-day, they're not able to run their business. That's when they should be pulling in a fractional support. The second thing is the individualized coaching, and that is more for probably director or executive level, where they're really looking to get a stronger hold on who they are and what they want to do for the business moving forward and continuing to grow for the team. And then it's group coaching and cohort-based coaching around Gallup strengths and really defining, having people identify what their strengths are and knowing what tools and that they can use to leverage their strengths moving forward with some diagnostic tools that I would provide as well.
Yeah, I love that. So, how does the group coaching work? Because it's really a little bit individualized because everybody's going to be a little bit different and have different strengths. So, how does that work?
Yeah, so the group coaching cohort is more of an ability to understand. First, let's diagnose your strengths, right? And we'll go through what the diagnostic looks like and then leverage different tools that you can use and moving people into breakout sessions and teams to really have more in-depth conversation as to how that strength might show up with others as well. Because then it also builds a community of people that you can connect with and continue to grow within your strengths.
I love that. I love that. So, if people are listening and they're in one of those positions and they're saying, "Oh my gosh, I need to talk to Tina. How can I reach out to her?" What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
So the absolute best way to reach out to me is through my website or through email. So email would be contact@vireohradvisory.com. Or through my website, which is www.vireohradvisory.com. And in there's also a contact form and lead magnet that you could complete, and then I can reach out to you.
Perfect. And we'll put all those links in the show notes below. So, last question that I ask all my guests is if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
Kindness is the gift that we're all better when we have it, and we're all better when we give it and when we receive it. And it is so important, even more so today.
Totally agree. What a lovely way to end. So, Tina, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your expertise and getting us all excited about hiring a coach for all those things that you offer. So, go visit Tina's website and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I really appreciate it and enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.